summertime.
All right, welcome back to, we said this was episode 7, right?
Yes.
Welcome back to episode 7 of Fridays with Ian, to all you beautiful listeners out there. We're back with myself, Ian, and Jim. Jim's got a hat on today.
I do.
It's a new look.
It's a little cold. Because he's bald and he has to keep his head warm.
It's a little cold out there.
It's a new look. I'm liking it.
Ah, thanks.
Well, you don't have a hat on today.
I don't have a hat on today. I usually do when it's cold out. I wasn't feeling the hat today.
Oh, all right.
But what did Ian call you, Jimmo? I think I'm gonna start calling you.
I did not call you Jimmo.
It sounded like you said Jimmo.
I said what's up, Jim? And you said something. I said no.
No.
I think I'm gonna start calling him
the
Jimmo
answer
now.
To the question was no, so I did not call him Jimbo. That's like
there was
great
what was that?
Stuff.
There used to be this video I used to watch when I was little and a kid. The thing was called Gymboree.
Gymboree?
Yeah, and it was run by this clown named Jimbo.
Oh.
And they went to the zoo and did all these
clowns.
Crazy things. I don't like clowns.
Isn't Gymboree a place for like
yes,
little kids?
Yes, but they also had...
That's Gymkhana.
There's Gymboree, too.
Oh, is that?
There's a Gymboree. It's in... what mall is that?
Oh, one is the Galleria.
Yeah, Galleria.
Lebanon.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I know that one. I think it was the same like company that made the weird little videos of clowns. But it would be like a cartoon clown and then like real kids.
Oh, that's weird.
So what you're trying to get to is that Jim's a cartoon kid.
No.
Cartoon character.
I'm a cartoon clown.
Clown.
Ian's got a problem today.
I just don't get this. Why are we live streaming this April the giraffe having her calf?
It's cool.
I do not want to see
I didn't know baby giraffes are called calves, though.
Yeah,
me neither.
That was pretty cool.
But
I don't want to see a giraffe.
Then don't watch it.
Why do we have to live stream it?
Because it's exposure for the zoo, and also giraffes are an endangered animal.
Okay, they're endangered. We don't have to live stream their birth.
It's cool. Then don't watch it.
Live stream and take pictures of the kid of the calf when it's out of the womb.
Some people find it interesting. You don't have to click on it, Ian.
But like, it is kind of interesting. But like, I don't understand why we have to give updates when she's just like eating the hay in her little
Okay,
housing area.
Here's my theory about why it's on all the time. You ready?
And there's only KDK Pittsburgh is the one live streaming.
No, but listen. You're not going to know when this giraffe is going to have the baby. So, like, just keep it on so then it's always recording and you're just ready to go. They're not going to be like, oh, crap, the giraffe's having baby. Turn the camera on.
This
just
is
leave
like,
it on.
It's like Antonio Brown's Facebook Live. Unnecessary.
This is nothing like Antonio Brown's locker room Facebook Live.
It is unnecessary.
That is not at all what this is like.
Yes, it is, because it's unnecessary.
Are you comparing Antonio Brown to a giraffe?
Yes, they're both using Facebook Live wrong.
I don't think April the giraffe is
well,
the one using
think,
Facebook Live.
I don't think Facebook Live is, like, necessary either, but, like...
It's a cool way to, like, show what's going on. Like, there's a 24-hour live stream of pandas and all that stuff. Why not show the giraffe?
Yeah, I mean... It's like your own National Geographic channel.
I mean, we use live stream where at live of sporting events, and me and Sam and Rashad just want to have fun.
Yeah, I know.
And we just do our analysis of any game we're at live in front of everybody.
Okay,
that's
so people
funny.
Want to see a giraffe give birth.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to click on it there,
Did
buddy.
You just compare yourself, Sam and Rashad, to April the giraffe as well?
Because we're cooler.
Wow, so it's just April the giraffe, Antonio Brown, and
we're actually
Rashad
content people want to see.
Maybe I want to see the giraffe give birth.
I kind of do want to see the giraffe give birth.
Oh my god!
No, because I'm going to click on, because I get the update. So I'm going to click on, so I'm going to see this baby give birth if I like it or if I don't like it.
Alright.
So still stupid, but...
So is that what you're going to be doing over spring break there, Ian?
You're going to give birth today, probably.
Oh, really?
That's what they say every day. But
it's like today or tomorrow, though.
Today she's giving... But think of this, though. She's been pregnant for 15 months.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It's a long time
to be pregnant.
I wouldn't want to put up with that.
She probably doesn't want to do a live stream either.
She was probably a queen for those 15 months. They probably gave her whatever she wanted.
Oh, yeah. She's whatever she wants.
She got anything.
Well, the zoo doesn't even have that many giraffes.
Yeah, because they're nature.
Is this our zoo?
No.
Or what zoo is this? Do we know?
Again, I don't know why Pittsburgh is streaming.
I got it. New York.
Petting zoo.
I think it's just called that.
Oh. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, zoos don't have that many. Pittsburgh, I think, has like 3 giraffes.
Four at one time.
Well, I'm a big fan of the elephants, so. And they always keep their elephants. They love a lot of elephants.
Yeah, but they would do it for any animal like that. I think if an elephant was pregnant, they would do the same thing. Yeah. I mean,
oh my god, I love the baby elephants at the zoo. I saw them in like 6th grade when they were like just born. They were so cute.
I would have been there I was there in 6th grade too.
Oh my god, that was such a
gorilla threw a carrot at one of my fellow classmates. That was pretty funny.
Oh, that's cute. I saw 2 monkeys engaging in activities.
Oh, I saw sea lions do it too.
Yeah.
It was funny because sixth grade, like, we had the lesson earlier in that year, but then the kid goes, oh, they're playing it. And my homeroom teacher is also the science teacher for sixth grade, goes, I'm a science teacher. They're not playing. That was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We would only go to the zoo for field trip, except for one time in second grade, we went to, like, the science center. And in 8th grade, we went to Washington, D.C. Other than that, we only went to the zoo, and it always rained.
Wait. Washington, D.C. was a field trip?
Yeah.
It was, like, a big thing, though.
Okay, all right.
In our 6th grade, you had one... Every year, you had the PTA sponsored a field trip for each class. Well, we had the D.C. trip, but we still had our one other field trip.
We had D.C.
We had, like, a student... We had a guest. Wasn't a student teacher. He was, like, shadowing for a few days. And he worked at the zoo. So we decided to go to the zoo. And that was our 6th grade field trip.
No, besides D.C. D.C. was, like, part of our history class.
Yeah, D.C. was part of our, social studies. We had to do, like, a paper on every monument before
we went. Oh, we did not have to do that.
Well, it was, like, a little write-up.
Yeah. But, all right. So, we got spring training going on. Any thoughts?
Well, they're gonna have Jung Ho. Because, last night it came out that, what?
Gay?
Finish your sentence.
I'm answering an email here.
What?
It's from a professor. Okay, so.
Oh.
So Jung Ho was sentenced to 8 months in jail.
Correct.
In Korea, but that is suspended for 2 years.
Oh.
So he can come back to the States. I think they need to get him stateside quickly and literally put him in a box.
Okay.
And make sure he doesn't do anything. And he will be good to go legally for the next 2 years. I guess that's how that's going to work.
Okay.
So he can play.
Alright.
Unless the team, they're unsure about the team or any league punishment coming his way, though, too.
Okay.
Because, he definitely broke some code of conduct in the handbooks. Both teams probably, or both the Pirates and the league. So, we'll see how the league... The Pirates are in a sticky situation here, because if I believe so right, the president, Frank Coonley, got a DUI few years back and nothing was done with him in terms of like punishment.
Okay.
So they kind of set that
precedent
that technically if they shouldn't suspend him for anything because then you're setting the wrong message to begin with, and you know what I mean? So
right.
No, I understand that.
That's a sticky situation they put themselves.
Yeah, but I think the league might step in. Did the league not do anything either?
Not yet. I mean, they let the courts take care of it.
For the what?
I don't think. No, he
for the president or whatever he is. What is he?
He's the president.
The president. Yeah. Why didn't did the league not do anything?
I don't believe so.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That was kind of like it came out because it was like nothing happened, and then it got out that he had a DUI.
Maybe.
But this is Gog's third.
Yeah. So I mean, DUI. I feel like maybe something should, you know.
And not only did he didn't hurt anybody in this, but he did run away from the scene. His one friend right. also said that he was driving the car, so I think he's up for punishment for that.
Wow.
Which is I understand that's breaking the law. So. Yeah, Gung Ho struck out in this last DUI because not only did he run from the scene, he had somebody else take the blame for it. Which you're stupid if you want to take the blame.
Well, I mean,
Sorry, but no, you two, I'm never taking the blame for a crime.
I will never take a blame for yours either. Andy.
Yeah, okay.
That's
maybe.
Fair.
Jim, maybe.
I'll just wow. blame you. Nah. Yeah.
We will find some way to frame you in the process.
Yeah.
But all right, Ian. Do we want to talk about spring break or take a break first?
Let's take a break and then talk about our spring break because I have some ideas for this.
All right. Ian had a song request, so I'm going to put that on.
Yeah, I did.
Walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Somewhere I'm likely headed, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I want.
Thank you.
Ian, what were your thoughts on that little number?
That's a great song.
Yeah, the music video is just astonishing.
Yeah, the moving piano.
On the
like
road?
The piano
that's dangerous.
Car.
That's dangerous.
Oh, it is very dangerous, but it's the risk that he took to make that video what it is today.
I don't think they actually...
It is phenomenal.
I think they used a green screen, Ian, but
no.
That's just me.
They put wheels... On the piano. And a motor.
I don't think they did.
And
they drove
attached
it
to a car and said, go.
Yes.
All right, Ian. So what was your topic that you were ready for here?
All right. So, well, here at Robert Morris University, words to music to our ears, spring break.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo! Next week, even though it's 34 degrees, and last week was 74 degrees on a Friday.
Sorry.
But, so, we're going to talk about our plans for spring break. And then we're going to get into another spring break topic that I will tell you guys at that time. So, Morgan, go first. What's your spring break going to entail? All
right, well, I'm not going home until Monday because I have some stuff I just want to finish up here. And then I'm just going to go home. I'm not going to, I don't have to work that week. Just going to get my life in order, catch up on a lot of TV, hang out with a bunch of my friends. And then I'm leaving spring break early to go to New York for the National College Media Association.
New York, New York.
Yes. It's going to be very exciting. I'm excited about that.
Jim.
Jimbo.
Jimbo was Fisher. It wasn't Jimbo.
Jimmo.
Jimmo. My spring break is going to entail me doing nothing. And that's going to be great.
You working?
Yeah, I work 2 days next week. But other than that...
Where do you work?
Eaton Park.
Ah, Place for Smiles.
On 51.
Smiley Cookie.
Eaton Park's the
place.
Place
for Smiles.
For Smiles.
Well, that sounds fun.
But yeah, no, I work 2 days and then the rest of the week I'm off. So it'll be nice to relax, not have to worry about driving out here. And, you know, maybe I'll come out for a couple basketball games. I think there's a couple next week, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Ian, what are your spring break plans?
Well, I'll work on some group projects and, I'll be here Sunday. The women's basketball playoff game against Fairleigh Dickinson, I think. And then Tuesday, well, here's my plan. I want to... Hold on.
Continue.
Oh, did it trickle?
Yeah, side note for anybody that walks past Hopwood, none of the bathrooms have water pressure. Just none.
Lovely.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, so spring break.
So
we're gonna be here Sunday.
Probably, and then Tuesday. Now, if the men's basketball team gets past Mount St. Mary's, which I think they can, I really do think they can. We saw, you know, Wednesday night in that thriller, the Kayvon Stewart floater with money at 3 seconds to win. I really think that was an upset. That was the second seed. Now they got to face the first seed. Mount St. Mary's, and I really do think they can get past them if they play their game.
All right.
So if they get that, then that means they're in the conference tournament finals, and that is on. It's usually only on ESPN2 because you play that to get into the big dance, and that's Tuesday. But now, Morgan, we were talking about this.
I'm ready.
If St. Francis of Pennsylvania gets past Wagner, that means the game will be in Loretto, Pennsylvania,
which means
isn't
we're going
too far, and I really want to go because it's about an hour and a half.
What day would that be?
That was a Tuesday.
Like next week, Tuesday?
Yeah.
If they have, do you think they'd have a bus again?
Probably not. Shoot. I'd get up there somehow.
I mean,
my parents would probably.
My driving skills are not the best for anybody listening.
I mean, I could probably drive up.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean,
because
if we go there,
hassle Rob Krimmel, and the least,
we do. We
the last
him.
Thing he would expect is to sit behind him on the bench
and be there again.
And
we followed him
with our signs would be incredible.
Yeah, we made all these signs that say like Rob Krimmel can't parallel park. Rob Krimmel swims with his shirt on. Rob Krimmel takes 18 items to the express lane. What was the other one? I want to make Rob Krimmel use his Hunt's ketchup.
Yeah, so...
And then
we went this year. We weren't sitting behind him, but we were in the student section area. And he just, like, didn't acknowledge us.
No, but...
He just turned his head.
The first game we brought those signs to, I remember last year, I, like, left my class early.
Because that was a televised game, too.
Yeah, to making these signs. And the other team came out, and, like, it was before the game started. So the, like, players for St. Francis that weren't starting were just, like, turned around looking at us, like, trying to, like, squinting, like, what do those signs say? Like, what is going on? But, we really like to heckle Rob Krimmel. And just for no particular reason.
Yeah,
Angel
why?
Just decided, it was the one
why
game,
was it Rob Krimmel?
It was the one basketball game last year that we didn't broadcast. RMU,
because,
for CSN.
Like, Sacred Heart's coach is really animated.
Yeah.
He would be one of the good coaches. And St. Francis Brooklyn, that guy gets, like, red when he gets all mad. It's funny. He, and then even another team could probably get under the skin of Andy Toole, too.
Mm. No, but it was just because that was the one game we didn't broadcast for Colonial Sports Network. And Dylan was like, does anyone want to go to this game with me? And I was like, yeah, I'll go. And he was like, can we please make these signs? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, explained the whole thing to me. And I was like, yes, we can do that. So we, like, went to, I think we went to, like, Kmart or something, got all the stuff, came back, made the signs, and just went to the game.
That was fun, yeah. I wasn't there at that time, but that was a...
Yeah,
that
and then
was,
the second time they were like,
guys,
we're going to the game. And I was like, no. And they were like, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to go. And they're like, but they're playing St. Francis. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm going. Let's go.
Yeah. And now it's, and then finished my spring break. Morgan, will you be there at the men's hockey games?
No.
Friday, Saturday?
I didn't
sign
up to work any of them because, like, Friday would be the only one I was here for. And
yeah.
I would pack.
I signed up for those. I'll come back for those. That should be a fun time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they can get past Holy Cross.
Hopefully.
A long weekend for broadcast if they get 3 games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
I'm kind of sad I'm missing it, but, like, not too sad because I'll be in New York.
True.
Have you been to New York before?
I have been to New York 1, 2. This will be my 3rd time.
Oh, good.
And I'm dedicated to moving there as soon as I graduate.
So, Morgan, you received some big news off this trip.
I did.
What was your big news?
We get 15 minutes with NBC Nightly News' Lester Holt. We get to hang out with him for 15 minutes as long as nothing happens, and I'm so excited.
Were you, like I said, what happens if he turns out to be a jerk?
I'll still love him. That man knows how to bring people in.
No, that's pretty cool. That's a great opportunity.
I'm so excited.
So is that, like, a whole bunch of you that get to meet him?
Yes,
or?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. There'll be 5 of us.
No, just Morgan Byers.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
Listen, no. We're all meeting Lester Holt, and I'm dedicated to taking a picture with him at some point.
I'm sure you'll be able to get that picture, because I know, I'm pretty sure he knows going into this meeting your pictures are going to be the main thing.
I just want to ask him so many questions.
Like what?
Like, how did it feel to, like, moderate the first presidential debate? What made you want to go into this? I want to hear his life story. I want to hang out with him.
You have 15 minutes.
I'm
the only one in the room.
Listen,
yeah.
I want his entire life story in 15 minutes.
You should just tell him to write a book.
My main question I want to ask him was, like, how did he feel moderating, like, the first presidential debate, especially, like, this debate?
Yeah.
Didn't he get criticized for that? I mean, everybody.
No,
anyone who moderates those.
Because he was like,
criticized.
The questions are random. Like, I don't even know the questions.
Because
Donald Trump was like, lies.
Trump's gonna say something that Trump's gonna criticize anything. Yeah. You can say, "Hey, Trump, you're great," and he'll like,
wrong.
Like,
but no.
He'll be like, "What do you know about greatness?"
I am the best. I'm not great. I'm wonderful. Just the most wonderful. I've met a lot of great people, and I'm not great. I'm wonderful.
No, but that's a pretty cool opportunity.
Wait, has anybody... I don't know if we talked about this last week. Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer on SNL.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I just love it so much.
Oh, yeah. No, he's trying to get... Trump's trying to get it banned. SNL banned.